Beware, contains very offensive language right from the start and throughout, and adult themes.
Previously on DI Positive.
Hashtag get tested.
I don't know if this was Texas Chainsaw Massacre or not, but I know I was scarred. This guy picks up this woman, and for some reason she's naked. I don't know why, or she's at least topless.
Uh-huh.
And he shoves her onto some deer antlers. They're like in a, I don't know if they're in a taxidermy shop or I don't know. I mean, why were there deer antlers just in the middle of? So he shoves her on these deer antlers and these antlers poke out of her boobs and she starts bleeding out of her boobs. Like, scarred me for life. Maybe that's why I'm gay. I mean, seeing those boobs with like the, you know, with like the
horny boobs.
Yeah, the horny boobs. I don't know. But I was like, it was gross.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Low Battery Warnings. If you want to, you know, try to do a podcast after a couple of weeks away and, you know, you pull out your tablet and you want to have, you know, your intro to the show interrupted by a low battery warning, then you should check out lowbatterywarning.com. Don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a draining discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer and I am joined from the Low Battery Warning free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hey, Daniel, I have everything else but a low battery warning.
You do. You are a walking, walking, what am I trying to say? A walking technology
technical nightmare. Technical. It's like all of my technology is blown up. Apparently, either my mixer or my microphones don't work.
Right.
My computer's been rebooting itself.
Right. And your heart stopped working like years ago.
Yeah. Well, you know, what little one I had. Anyway, hi, Daniel. How are you? I've missed you.
I have missed you as well. Not only did I miss, you know, doing this with you every week, but the only Sunday that I, during my trip, that I could have listened to the show was that first weekend with Taffy and Taylor. And I was always, you know, I was sitting there at Vera Charles, at Shea Charles. I was there with Vera and Gooch and Joe Batance and myself. We're all ready to listen to DI Plus.
I know. Yeah, well, I was sick. I was on my deathbed. I almost died, actually.
Really?
They had to restart my heart a couple of times. And right. Yeah, it was, I feel like my voice is a little scratchy tonight for some reason, but no, my voice was horrible. I was coughing up a lung. I was just not good.
Okay. So just to explain to people, you sound different this evening because of some unknown gremlin in your system that we will try to figure out.
Yeah. Yes, we will try to figure that out.
Are you here next week? I don't remember. I know you're gone.
Yes,
Thanksgiving.
I'm here.
You're gone.
I'm here next week. I'm gone Thanksgiving weekend. Black weekend. I will be gone.
Black weekend. We don't call it that anymore, Adam. Anyway, Adam, you know what? It is 9:25 on a Sunday evening, and that can, of course, mean only one thing. We are streaming live on Pride48.com in front of the world's most amazingly patient chat room. Adam, who is joining us in the chat room this evening?
We have Daddy Dave, Ed Chan, FL Mac, Mib, OK Parker, C's Candies, Tim in Alaska, Toppy Smelly, Auntie Vera Charles, Lamont Cranston, Mags, Minion 51, and Nico.
And Nico! Wow, that's thank you guys for giving up your Sunday evening. I know that there are many choices and airlines that you could have made, and thank God you didn't pick the Seder Sphere. Anyway, Adam, as you may have known, I don't know if you know this or not, I was on a trip.
I knew you were on a trip. You went to California, I believe.
I did. I went to California.
You were going to see Auntie Vera Charles. You were going to see Joe Batance. You were going to go to some WoW convention or something.
It is, yes.
Disneyland.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, I heard that. I even got text messages from both you and Joe during the stay.
I heard that. I didn't text message you at all.
Yeah, I got a few. Well,
I was basically
you,
I was concerned. I was
times.
Concerned for your health. I mean, it was like, well, forgive me for messaging on that. Anyway, no, you know, I took this very long trip. Now, if you heard that Brewer and Batant's car cast, which think don't you? I listened to it back and I was like, oh my god, this is so boring. This is the most boring thing that has ever gone out on the DI Plus feed ever.
My favorite part was listening to the two of you
argue about the directions.
No, turn left. No, right there. You don't have to tell me exactly what. It was like mom and dad. Like I was in the back seat of the car and mom and dad were like, you know, you should really pull over at that gas station and get directions. I know where I'm going. Mm. It was like that.
It was. It was tense there for a minute because it's like he wanted me to and I just like I could see it. I saw the GPS. I didn't need him to. I was just concerned about getting the recording done. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You know, LA traffic is one of those things, Adam, that you don't they're a force. It's a force of nature. You just don't screw around with LA traffic.
I've been told that. Yeah.
So, yes, I went to I was at the lovely Shea Charles with Vera and Gooch for the Halloween weekend. And then I moved from there to a very, very swanky little place in Malibu that one Joe Batance put me up at, which is right on the ocean. It was a gorgeous place.
You know, and miraculously, when I'm in L.A., the fancy, you know, mansion on the beach or whatever is not available.
Well, yeah,
you know,
of course.
Coincidentally.
Whatever. Well, it was for me. And so I stayed there for 4 days, I think. No, let's see. I was there Monday through Wednesday night. Yeah, so just 3 nights there. It was a lovely place. And then on Thursday, I left Malibu on Thursday, and I had lunch with Carrie and her crew in L.A., in Hollywood. And then from there, I went to Anaheim for BlizzCon, which was absolutely amazing. It was just an amazing BlizzCon that was just, I hate leaving that thing every year. That thing is so, it's like the first day is so draining just because I'm a crier. Like I cry at television commercials. So it's like all these, you know, these cinematics that they show us and all these announcements that they make and people winning tournaments and stuff like that. I'm an emotional wreck by the end of that first day. I'm just, anyway, so I did BlizzCon that was 3 days. And then I went to Disneyland with a bunch of folks, on Sunday, and then I went to Disney with just a few folks on Monday, and then on Tuesday morning I was on a plane. I came back here. I took a day off.
so how long were you gone in total?
In toto,
yes, that's what I was looking for.
I was gone about 11 days, so 10 or 11 days. If you count travel days, yeah, 11, but 10 days of vacation.
They give you guys, you have like what, 6 months of vacation out of the year or something at your job?
We have 7 weeks of paid vacation, but that's, because those days skipped over, you know, weekends, those don't count, right? So I really only took 7 vacation days. I took the...
No, you were gone 2 full weeks, right?
Nope, because I went back to work Thursday. So I worked Thursday and Friday. So I only...
But you missed 2 shows.
Yes, I left here on a Saturday morning, right? So I didn't have to take any time off of work for that. I left here Saturday morning, and then I arrived back the following Tuesday evening. So I took off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's 5 days. And then I took off Monday and Tuesday. Oh, and Wednesday. Okay, so 8 days. I took off 8 days total.
That's almost more than I get total. But anyway.
Okay, great. So anyway, the reason that I ran down that stuff, I mean, I can talk about any of these things. I'm sure that you don't care about most of them, but you know, I can talk about any of those things. But before I take another step, the reason that I did them in that order there is I wanted to make sure that I said thank you to everyone without missing anyone out there, because it was so, I would not have been able to go out to California and afford to be there for 10 days if I was not allowed to couch surf at Vera and Gucci's house and at Joe Batance's. And so that was a huge boon there. Like that saved me enough money that I could actually stay out there for 10 days. So anyway, I wanted to give a humongous thank you to Vera and Gooch Charles and to I almost said Hoonie, and that's not right, to Eunice and to Howard Charles and Conscience, who I, by the way, I taught Conscience this whole Bluetooth thing, and then he taught it to Vera, and then now Vera's trying to take all the credit for it. It's really sad. Also, I wanted to thank a very huge thank you to Joe Batance and to his friend Mercedes, whose house that we were staying at in Malibu. It was an amazing house. It was an amazing experience. And to wake up in the morning, literally on the Pacific Ocean with like sea lions out there barking, and you're like basically going, oh, shut the damn sea lions. It's like talking about first world problems. It's like, I was woken this morning by the sounds of the sea lions outside my window. It was very, very
You're like, Joe, could you turn up the treble on the sea lions a little bit? Could you...
there's like this big rock out in front of the house there, and there's these sea lions were up on there, and they were all it was kind of cool. Anyway, so the huge thank you to Joe Batance, also to Nico Martinez, who came out to Malibu to spend the day with Joe and I out there, to Shannon, Joe's writing partner. Her husband Dave was having a birthday party that we went to, so thank you, Shannon. To Joe's friend Paul, who works at ABC, who took us on the ABC studio tour in Burbank, where I got to see a whole bunch of really cool things there, including Adam, the employee dining room.
Hey, that's what you want to see. You want to see how they really live there. The inhabitants.
Correct.
Because what I always say is, like, when you go to a foreign country, mm-hmm. you don't want to do all that touristy stuff, really. You want to, like, go grocery shopping and, like, mm-hmm. ride the public transportation system and mm-hmm. stuff. Like, you want to know how they live. Mm-hmm. So you got to experience how an employee
I did.
Lives
in a very nice little cafeteria there. I would eat there again. Also, thank you to Joe's cousin Richard, who, by the way, is 2 weeks younger than him and also gay. Didn't know. So thank you to him, who we met up with down in downtown LA one evening, where we filmed the famed Joe Dances video, which, if you haven't seen it, it's on my YouTube channel. It's you got to see it. It's great. It's Joe Dances. I'm sure someone will post the link in the chat room momentarily. A surprise thank you to my friend Michael Higgins that I knew growing up in Tampa. Well, actually coming out growing, you know, like my early gay years, not like our school years. Michael Higgins, who now lives in Palm Springs, who came into LA just coincidentally at the same time that I was there. And we went out to West Hollywood my final night there and had a great time. Also, a humongous, gigantic thank you to Carrie and Charles and Ethan and to, I cannot say her name. I'm going to say Ling Ling in deference to the All About Me guys, but I don't. It's like her exchange student has his name, and I was like, so what's your name? And she's like, oh, and I'm like, okay, great. I'll never be able to say that. Great. Anyway, thank you to them. They came down and visited Hollywood. They took a studio tour, and then they left their little tour a little bit early to come over and have lunch with me at the Oinkster in Hollywood. That was amazing. I had a great time with them. Ethan is absolutely like adorable, and he's a very smart kid. I love Ethan to death. Of course, I love Ethan. I mean, I love Carrie and Charles as well. However, Serenity, not there. So don't love her so much. Then let's see. I also wanted to say a huge thank you to Salty and to Gene and Jerome and to Tyler and Ken for being at BlizzCon and making a great time there. And then also, finally, a secondary thank you to Nico Martinez, who took his second Monday off of work to come and spend time with me at Disneyland. So there you go. Thank you to all of you California folks. I appreciate you, your hospitality. And now that I have thanked you all, hopefully I didn't miss anybody. Then there you go. So is there anything specific you want? Because I did a lot of stuff, Adam.
Well, you know, we can poll the chat room. Chat room, what would you like to hear about? Would you like to hear about?
They wanted to hear about it.
Would you like to hear about Disney? Would you like to hear about?
Yeah, you know what? We'll just do this. We'll just take questions from the chat room. Toppy Smelly wants to know, good freaking Christ, how many people did Brewer hook up with? On my trip, I only hooked up with three guys. So there was only three.
Wow, I think that's a record for least number of hookups by Daniel Brewer on a trip.
Shut up. I hooked up with three guys on the trip. Let's see. What else?
Are you now officially divorced? Is that why you can say that?
Oh, you're right. I shouldn't have said that. And by hookup, I mean we just talked. We talked. We sat around and talked. It was great.
Well, that's what you do when you hook up with people.
Right. Yeah, it's a therapy session, anything like that.
Did Joe take you to the bathhouse?
Let's see. Did Joe take you to the bathhouse and neither of you had sex with anyone there? So Joe did not take me to the bathhouse. And so, no, I did not have sex with anyone in the bathhouse. And it was like one of those things that, you know, it's probably more my thing than Joe's. Like, Joe's thing about bathhouse is just more like this whole, you know, curiosity or whatever like that. So, yeah, it's not kind of my thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like if I went and visited Big Fatty, I would expect to go to the bathhouse or to the Leather Hotel or whatever. But no, I didn't go to the bathhouse with Joe. Let's see. What else do we have to want to know here? Speaking about BlizzCon, any announcements about Diablo? You know what? You can tell Blizzard's favorite properties at BlizzCon because you had a huge play area for Overwatch, a huge play area for the new Legion expansion for World of Warcraft, a smaller yet still really large area to test play the new Hearthstone cards that came out, a huge area to play Heroes of the Storm, the new arena mode, and also to play the new battlefield that they came out called Towers of Doom, where we also got to play Cho'Gall and Greymane. And two others that I didn't play. And then finally, there's a big area for StarCraft to playtest the expansion that just came out this past week, the final StarCraft 2 part 3, whatever, the conclusion part. Then in the very back, inside the Dark Moon Fair, where you can buy like things and, you know, all the vendors are and everything, there's this tiny, you could have mistaken it for like somebody's office. There's a tiny little play area for Diablo, the new Diablo thing that was coming out. So it's like, they didn't talk about it. Not only did they not talk about it, but they kind of like shoved the Diablo. It's like someone later went, hey, shouldn't we have a play area for that Diablo game? And so they kind of shoved it in the back there. It was very crazy. Minion 51 wants to know, what's the most impressive thing at BlizzCon? The most impressive thing at BlizzCon are the cosplayers. They everything at BlizzCon is impressive because it's 25,000 fellow gaming geeks, you know, for 3 days. It's amazing. It's fun. There's a lot of drinking. There's a lot of, you know, table games going on. You can walk up to anyone and talk about things. It's, you know, it's just a great, like I said last year, and I hate to sound trite, it is a life-changing experience. It is an amazing communal thing to experience. But the most impressive thing about BlizzCon are the cosplayers. This year, some of the cosplayers that I saw, because I watched the contest, is this girl who I'd kind of been internet stalking for a while, was building a Winston costume that she spent about 6 months building. So it's like this, for those of you who don't know, Winston is a hyper-intelligent gorilla who came from the moon, from the game Overwatch, which has not been released. Anyway, so if you saw on my Facebook, there was a big picture. There's like a 9-foot statue that I posted of Winston. He's a gorilla. Anyway, she built a costume that was basically that, the gorilla with the whole jetpack thing and the long arms and everything. And she just like clearly put a lot of work into it. And at the end, when she came out on the stage, when they were, you know, announcing the honorable mentions, which just pisses me off that she only got honorable mention. But when she came out there, Will Wheaton, who was hosting, asked her, he's like, how long have you been in that costume? And she was like, you know, since 9 o'clock this morning. And that's when it hit me. It's like, these guys love this stuff so much. They come out to this, you know, convention that you pay $300 to get a ticket to get in to this convention. And it's really only 2 days. There's a pre-day with some parties, but it's really just a 2-day thing. But, this is how much these guys are into it and how much work they put into it. They basically give up a day and a half of their their 2-day BlizzCon experience by being in costume and, you know, walking around and taking pictures with each other, you know, with other people. And they just put such an amazing amount of work into it, and they're so creative. So I was really, excuse me. I've been interrupted. When did we go to a 3-ring system? I know that I had fixed that at one point in time. Did you reset the phones while I was gone, Adam?
I didn't. I could barely find the phone.
All right, here we go. Hello.
Yeah, hi guys. Auntie Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. English drummer Andy White, commonly known as the Fifth Beatle, and played on a lot of their first recordings, Dead at 85. Okay, bye.
All righty there. So what say you, Adam Burns?
Well, since it was the fifth Beatle, I think, sure, why not?
Excellent. Well, there you go. Congratulations.
Why not?
Congratulations, A.T. Cruza. You were entered into the drawing, and we added another $2 to our...
$2.
All right. All right, so I take it there are no more questions about my trip. Great. I'm glad. I did talk about a lot of it, and if you follow me on Facebook, I posted pictures from, like, everything. But I did have an amazing time. It was a really great time. One of the things that I found during this trip, Adam, are you done with are you done with the thing that you were going to do? Because
I'm done with the thing. I'm just toying around with knobs and stuff right now.
Great. Because I just want to make sure. Because now you can talk about one of your things. I didn't need know if you needed me to tap dance more.
No, I don't need you to tap dance anymore. I'm done. I'm really just, you know, playing with knobs and buttons and stuff while you were talking. Mm-hmm. So was that it? You said one of the things you noticed, and then you asked me if I was done. So, or did you have something else you wanted to?
I will, but it goes into my overnight shipping.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I want to talk about something. There are people who are under the impression that I don't listen to their show.
They would be correct.
And, well, I don't know whether or not they would be. You should not make assumptions that I don't listen to your show just because Daniel says I don't listen to any shows.
I ask you fairly every week, Adam, are you caught up on blah blah blah? And
I was listening to my podcast on Saturday because I had a trip on Saturday, and I was going through all of my catalog of podcasts, you know, catching up with everything.
Catching up hasn't put out an episode in a very long time.
I know they haven't. It's been a couple of weeks, but I was listening to It's All About Me.
Yeah, but you don't listen to that show, Adam.
whatever. And so I was listening to the most recent. Well, I listened. Mm-hmm. So I don't listen to it, but I listened. So anyway, I was listening to that episode. And I believe Baron Frosty and Dr. P were on that episode. And they were talking about the Pueblo people and yeah, and all of that. Anyway, and so they got to this part of their show. You know, my favorite part of their show that I like every week I listen for this part of the show where they have that appreciation.
That's
for
all
squares.
You care about. You just you. And this week it was up to what, 75?
It was up to, I don't know. No, it was in the 50s because I believe I'm 52.
No, no, no. What I'm saying is because didn't they miss like because if someone doesn't call in, then the pot gets bigger. And
no, because whoever it was.
Oh, because I didn't hear the end of that Dr. P episode. So the person did call in from
the whoever it was called in. Whoever it was called in. I can't remember. It was
somebody. I think their last name was not me. It was like it Bob, not me.
I don't know. Anyway,
that's how I hear it in my head. It's just like blah, 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 not me. Like, okay, yes.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't me. I don't have to listen to this. Anyway, so it was someone. Anyway, they called in. They won. I think that, it was Mags. That's right. It was Mags. And I think he won $50.
Again, in my defense, it's Mags, not me.
So it reset back to 25. But yes. Baron, well, mainly Baron, not Dr. P, but Baron says, you know what? Since we're on the show tonight and, you know, we're special guests, we are going to throw in $25 extra. Ooh. So it was $50 again, although... Ooh. Mark made sure
it should have been. Oh, it was 50 because they threw in 25. So it was 25 from Mark and Ed, but then Dr. P and Baron Frost threw
yeah.
another quarter. They throw another quarter on it.
Yeah. So anyway, so it was $50. Although Mark made sure to tell everyone that does not mean that they will double 50 or whatever, or add 25 to 50 if the person who won didn't call in.
Right.
They were using the 25, but if the person who won called in, they would win 50 because right. Mark and Ed would give them 25 and Baron would give them 25. Anyway, so I'm driving down the road listening and they're going through the block of numbers. That's me. And I'm excited. I'm on the edge of my seat, you know, and actually a deer runs out in front of me about that time. I thought I was going to die. But anyway,
wait, now you thought you were going to die from your cold. So you think you're going to die a lot, don't you?
I do.
It's like
do.
A recurring anyway, thing, isn't it?
It is.
Okay, great.
So they pull out, I believe it was Dr. P, actually, who pulled out my name.
Rigged.
And I won. Mm-hmm. However, they get to the end of the show, and I'm so excited. I'm like, oh, I'm going to call in. And they get to the end of the show, and they said, you must call in by 5 o'clock on Friday.
Yeah, and they release the show on, like, Friday, right?
And, well, you don't have to call the same day. They give you a week. Oh, but okay. I want to, and this was Saturday, but it was a week plus a day from right. the time that it was actually the same day that they had released the show. It was 7 days from the day they released the show. Mm-hmm. So they don't even give you a full 7 days.
Whatever.
Because they record day night, but it doesn't actually get into your feed until the Saturday.
Right.
But you only have until the following Friday to call in. So you really only get 6 days to call in.
Yep.
I just want to say, I think that is completely unfair.
All right, here's my question.
There are so many contests in this world.
I have
so many podcasts in this world.
You know what, Adam? We've covered this before. This is the most confusing contest ever created. It's created by Mark and Ed in their little. You know what? I'm gonna foreshadow here. We have a thing in our contact segment. There is a new simple to understand contest being offered by one Kathy Bacon that we will get to in our contact segment here tonight. But I just want you can juxtapose those two things when I get there tonight. The very simple to understand Kathy Bacon contest or the enormously complex it's all about me contest. Here's the thing, Adam. Did you call?
I called, but then I got their most recent show today.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe they recorded late. Maybe, you know, I got it anyway. I know I was late, but maybe, you know, I got the benefit of the doubt. And so I listened to the most recent episode today while I was at the gym.
Yes.
No, I didn't. They go, oh, no, nobody called in. So.
So wait, you heard it and you had a full week and yet you still put it off until the last minute.
No, I called as soon as I heard it. But I didn't hear it until Saturday.
Oh, but
a day after I was supposed to call in.
But the show was released the week before.
That's correct.
All right, great.
So I was behind listening to the show, and I was on my trip to St. Louis, mm-hmm. my monthly Mecca, mm-hmm. and or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was listening through all my shows, getting caught up on everything.
All right, great. And here's my real question. You've explained this too much now. I don't believe you. Now, here's my real question. Who called you and told you? Who texted you and or emailed you and said, oh, by the way, Adam, you won that contest?
No, I swear. It was just, look, I am subscribed to their podcast. I can show you my phone.
Do you know why? By the way, do you know why Baron Frosty and Dr. P threw in an extra $25? It's because they felt guilty about Weinreg stealing, because Weinreg should not have won, because he actually admitted right off the top, someone called me and told me to call in and that I had won it. I mean, you didn't listen to the show. You're supposed to listen to the show. And they said early on in the most confusing contest ever, they said, no, you can't tell someone that they were a winner. You have to, don't tell them. And that's why they even increase the pot every week to try to get people to not tell them. And yet somebody, Baron Frosty, yacked off to Weinreg, and he called in, and then he blew it right off the top. He's just like, someone told me that I won something or something from your, is this a podcast? I'm not sure what this is. And they gave it to him. So
maybe Baron, tipped someone else off. But
is here in the chat room this evening.
I swear to God.
This week. Here's a question for you, Adam. Without looking, what is your square number?
I think it's 52.
You think it is, or you know it is?
Well, as I listen to the show, doesn't mean I'm going to automatically know. It's not like they go through the square list every week.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not asking you who is square 57 or whatever. I'm saying all I'm asking is your square number. This isn't a quiz. It's like, what is your, with absolute certainty, Adam, what is your square number?
I'm telling you, 52.
All right, great. So you're sure it's 52. You are correct. It is 52. Yeah.
See there?
I don't think you were all that certain of
it. I knew it was 52. And anyway, I did call in. They will have a voicemail for me to play next week if they play it. But I will not win.
Now nobody's texted me, so I'm assuming I didn't win this week, because I'm 42.
Well, I would say, I should say who won.
Oh, so it wasn't me.
Because I listened to it today.
I'm never listening to that show again. I didn't win.
It wasn't you. No, it wasn't you.
Screw you guys. Who was it?
What's your square number?
42. I told you that. With absolute certainty, I am square 42. The answer to life, the universe, and everything.
I don't remember who won today, but I can tell you
I'm going to tell you who won. Well, I can't remember who won.
I can't. It was somebody I don't know, I think.
Really? I think you know all the... So it was from 49 down to... George in Atlanta was 49. Tracy is 48. Garth is 47. Kimberly L, which is, I believe, was displaced.
Oh, I do know who it was. But we'd be breaking the rules if we told.
Well, we're not telling them.
Anyway, what if they listen to our show? Then they'll hear it.
That's true. You should use a code name for them.
This person has really been beefing up recently. And is not Jewish. And I may have done something with them before.
Really? Square number 51?
Yes, I believe it was. I believe it was.
Wow.
They did talk about that person. I think that's why they talked about him.
Mm-hmm. All about says nope, way off. Okay, great. Great.
No,
Adam.
I think
that's great.
I think that's who won. Oh, maybe it wasn't. You know what? They give out the name of every single person before they draw the winner, don't they?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they do, Adam.
It doesn't matter. Yes, so do. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Somebody won. Mm-hmm. I was working out. I was working out, and maybe I'm still. Let me look.
Oh, thank God! Thank God the death phone is wrong. Yes. Hello. How can we help you today?
Yeah, hi guys, RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone again. 1950s actress and all-round strumpet, Betsy Drake, also married to Cary Grant in 1949, dead at 92. Now, I have it on good authority that she was actually named after one Betsy Carmichael. Okay, bye.
There you go. Adam?
Yeah, let's go ahead and give it to him. Okay, I can totally vindicate here. I just now realize I'm only halfway through their show.
Ah.
So I must be in that section right now where they're just naming the people. Right. And I must have got excited when they talked about Square 51.
That must have been what it
And
was.
I just, that stuck in my mind. So they probably haven't drawn the winner yet. I'm only at minute 40.
I don't know.
So everyone keep
It just just came out yesterday because I was listening to what was the Friday show, Vera's show, which had just started on my playlist because I do them in order, so I won't get to. I typically don't get to It's All About Me until Monday or Tuesday.
Since It's All About is in the chat room, are they going to bend the rules for me and let me win something since I called it?
No, I wholeheartedly agree with them, Adam.
That
it's a very complicated contest, Adam.
Look,
it has a lot
called
of
in.
It has a lot. It doesn't
a lot
matter.
Of people.
It doesn't matter. Here's the thing. There's this one guy 1 week, I think like the first week, that actually tweeted them and said, "Oh, I just heard on your show that I won." And they're like, "Oh, yeah, make sure you call in." And then he missed the deadline. He didn't call in. And they didn't give it to him, Adam. That's how strict they are with these rules. They don't fuck around with these rules.
I want to know when they actually recorded that episode, because I don't even think they recorded on Friday.
It doesn't matter. You had a deadline, Adam. You had a deadline and you missed it.
You know, they are greedy podcasters. Let me just tell you this, because not only
they're giving away free things.
No,
how are they greedy?
Let me tell you this. Not only do they want the whole world to listen to their show and they buy their listeners so they can get as many people as possible.
By randomly giving out $25 gift cards.
Then they make the rules so stringent, even though you are a, you know, consummate, whatever you want to say.
Wait a second, you are a faithful
listener to the show.
This was one of the rules that was actually quite simple, is that you had a deadline. It's like, look, we drew your name, you had a deadline.
No, but what I'm saying is, they not only do they require everyone to listen to their show, but they require you, damn it, to listen within a certain period of time. You have to listen to our show within 5 days
putting
it out.
You don't have to listen, Adam. You're no worse off now than you were before. You didn't actually have the $50 in your hand. It wasn't like they snatched it from you.
No, but I just think I called in. They got a phone call from me for free. I didn't win anything. Anyway, that's it. That's all I want to say. I called in, but let me tell you something.
Maybe this is them calling right now. Maybe.
If you want to win that contest, ladies and gentlemen, you better listen the day they release that show. That's I'm saying.
You have 7 days or 6 days.
Hey, guys. This is Megs calling for Celebrity Death Phone. Professional wrestler Nick Bockwinkel, who was quite a big name in the 70s and 80s, has died at age 80. So, thought I'd throw it in there. Just giving you some content. Bye.
Excellent. Thank you, Mags. Are we giving him this? Yes?
I think we just should give everyone everything tonight. In you know, because we don't have such stringent rules.
Hold on. Now, just it's not a matter of the stringent rules here, Adam. You were just, whatever. As they and the chat room is not with you here, Adam. They are against
you. I just want to say something, Daniel. Normally, you would be so with me about these contests. But because you were always talking about their contests.
I'm always making
bad
fun.
Mouthing.
I'm making
even
fun
when
of
we
contests.
Talk off the air, you're like bad mouthing the It's All About Me contest.
Not bad
and yet,
mouthing.
I am. Let me tell you this. I was less than 24 hours late. I was like,
That one guy called it like 5:01 after already tweeting them. And they're like, no. They are being very fair on this, Adam. It may be confusing rules, but they are sticking to them. And I applaud them.
Well, anyway, that's it. I applaud
them for it.
I'm going to have to go without food.
You are so not good. Anyway.
That's it. That's that. Go on. What is your next item up for bid tonight? No, seriously, go.
I'm trying. I'm just still tickled by
that. You better hurry because we might miss the deadline on some It's All About Me podcast while
you're
sitting there waiting.
All right, here we go. So one of the things that I discovered on my trip, Adam, was that one of the people that I was at Disney with had a little vaping stick. A vaping stick that you might find at, let's say, a marijuana dispensary, like if you were approved for medical marijuana, which is like this little e-pen cigarette thing like that that was like super cool and whatnot. And so I enjoyed that quite a lot while I was there, the 2 days that I was there. And so I was like, oh, that's now I just need to like hit people up here back in Connecticut and try to find one of these things, right? Because we have medical dispensaries here, whatever. There's got to be somebody around here that can do it. So I started asking, nobody up here knows anything about any kind of like vaping stick. Don't have any idea. Nope, don't have any idea.
They don't know what a vaping stick is?
Well, some of them ask, but it's like, even though it's like, I haven't seen it. No, everyone I know uses a glass bowl. And it's just like, but I don't. Anyway, So the one that my friend in California had worked off of Liquid. So it was very, very simple to use. And it wasn't like, you know, you could just do a one hit thing and be done with it. And then, you know, later, what, you know what I'm trying to say? It was infinitely reusable because it was just the liquid immediately was vaporized at that point. So the only vaping pens that I could find was a dry herbal vaping pen. And so someone suggested, oh, well, I got mine at gpen.com or whatever. So I went to this gpen.com place and found me one of these vaping pen things. And now keep in mind, Adam, that this is just a vaping pen. They're not intended for you to put marijuana in or anything illegal, unless, of course, you are legally using marijuana. But, you know, it's for tobacco, Adam. That's all, Adam. It's for tobacco.
Or things that taste like Fruit Loops.
Right. Well, no, that's the e-juicing thing, which is nothing like the dry herbal vaping. Anyway, so I found this G-Pen thing. So I ordered, this was Thursday, by the way, Adam. This is Thursday. I ordered this pen on Thursday. And I was like, you know what? I want it for this weekend. And so I got like a 15% discount because I was a new user. And so I sprung.
That's how they get you.
So I sprung, Adam, I sprung for the $25 overnight shipping. Now
it's like a dealer, you know, saying, now for your first time, I'll give you the 15% discount.
Right.
Here you go, Adam.
So I was like, all right, I paid the $25 extra on a Thursday. Now, in your wildest dreams, Adam, if you paid in this day and age in 2015, if you're online and you pay $25 when the normal shipping is $4.99 and you're willing to pay five times that amount to get it, you know, the next day, right? This is a small place.
Yes.
Don't you think that they should, you know, do that day? It's not like anything custom order. They have to take a box off the shelf, put a label that's already been printed out for them on it.
Well, now I know. Was this Amazon or you?
No, because I never had a problem with it. No, this is G Pen. Okay. This is their own. It's a Grinko Science or whatever like that.
Because here's what I will. Yes, I would expect that. I would definitely expect that. But here's what I will say. Normally, when any website says overnight, they mean overnight from when they ship it.
Okay. Now, so here we go. All right. Adam, wait. I agree with you there because I ordered it on Thursday. So on Friday, I get a shipping notice from them going, your order has shipped. Right. And I'm going, all right, well, it's not the day that I wanted, but I paid for overnight shipping. Certainly it will be here Saturday.
Oh, but Saturday's not a business day.
It doesn't matter. I paid for FedEx priority overnight shipping. If you go to the FedEx website, they deliver on Saturdays. Anyway,
I'm assuming you still don't have this.
No. It said, the delivery day will be on Monday because we don't, you know, this package was marked not to be delivered on weekends or whatever. So I sent a note to the company. I'm like, wait a second, I paid for overnight shipping and you, it's coming on Monday, which is 4 days, you know, since the day I ordered it. What the fuck? And they're
like, give me my money back.
And they're like, you know, we know that it's an inconvenience for you, but, you know, clearly it says on the site that there's a 1 to 2 business day processing time and blah, blah. And there was a Saturday delivery option that you could have checked for $2 more. Now, this just pissed me off, right? This just absolutely fucking pissed me off because now I'm like, hey, fuck you. Why does that even exist? Why, if I'm going to order on a Thursday and you know that you're not going to sit, why not have a big note on your website there? Warning, items ordered after Wednesday probably won't arrive before the weekend. You are selling dry herbal vapes for people that are going to use it for whatever their legal purposes are, but they're probably going to want to use it on the fucking weekend. Don't you think that would be like a logical, know your demographic, kind of like, hey, someone's paying for like overnight shipping. They probably want it by this weekend. Maybe we should say, hey, probably won't get there by this weekend, right?
I think it's a travesty.
It is a travesty.
I am kind of surprised that you didn't read the fine print because I see you as the type of person who would normally read all of the fine print.
I haven't gone back to that page yet, but I'm telling you, it probably wasn't there.
But even
if it did say Saturday delivery, why I'm ordering on a Thursday. This is 2015. Why would I ever think to myself, you're ordering on a Thursday, like before noon? So, why would you need a weekend delivery? You're paying five times more than the shipping to get it overnight.
I didn't know you smoked pot.
Well, we've talked about this on the show for a very long time, Adam, that I wanted to smoke pot. And it's like, I didn't know where to get it. People kept giving me, you know, advice.
Oh, that's right. You've never smoked it.
Right. And people gave me advice on where to like find it and wherever. Anyway, so I found.
So you found it.
Right. I found some pot. And now I, you know, I wanted to do this vaping thing.
I told you should just put it in a brownie.
No, edibles are completely different. Anyway, I didn't get my stupid vape pipe, which, like, you know, vaping pen, which really annoyed me. But look, I actually do have a vaping pen right here in my hand.
You went to Best Buy.
No, so that's I went to this local head shop, which was, you know, kind of like...
Did you get head?
No. I walked in, and it was like this old hippie dude. It was the nicest guy in the world. This old hippie dude is like, oh, you're looking for one of the... Because I was looking in the case. He's, oh, you're looking for an herbal vape? And I was like, yeah. Like, well, let me tell you about him. He like pulls him out, and he's like explaining him to me. And have you gotten your medical marijuana card yet? And I'm like, no. And he's like, oh, I got some doctor's names I can give you, and it's real easy. And you just think, blah, blah, blah. So... Here, I will say this, because I'm getting a lot of stuff in the chat. Not a lot of stuff, but people in the chat room are giving me the whole like illegal blah blah blah. It is less than an ounce of marijuana is decriminalized in the state that I live in, so it is not an illegal thing. It's not illegal for me to have the amount of pot that I have, which is like an eighth of an ounce. It's like, I honestly, if I walked out of the house now with it in my pocket and a policeman pulled me over and searched me, they would not even write me a ticket for that, because it is decriminalized less than an ounce in Connecticut. So.
So Tim in Alaska is giving me instructions on how to put it in brownies. I don't think I ever will do that, Tim in Alaska. I'm just saying I don't think I would ever want to smoke anything. So I would have to cook it into something.
Okay.
You know, speaking of pot, so, you know, we do Restaurant of the Week every week. And
well, Lamont,
so Friday...
Wait, Lamont, I have to answer the questions from the chat room here. Snowden says, I don't think anyone said illegal. You're probably right. Someone didn't say illegal. Who knows? But anyway, and then Lamont Cranston goes, how much does an eighth of an ounce cost? I'm clueless. An eighth of an ounce costs $50. Anyway, anywhere from 40 to...
Jeez Louise.
Anywhere from $40 to $55. But in my case, it was $50.
That's an expensive habit. Okay, so...
Actually, an eighth of an ounce, it's 3.5 grams. It's like, considering that this pen, this vape pen, this chamber and this thing only holds like a quarter of a, like a 0.2 grams or whatever.
All right. Well, anyway, so speaking of marijuana,
I didn't know we were speaking of marijuana and hippies.
And hippies, because yes. You talked about a hippie guy.
He called everyone brother, but not like bro. Like, that's like, you know, the new thing's bro. He's like, hey, brother.
So we do Restaurant of the Week every weekend, and we're getting kind of down to the bottom of the barrel.
I feel like this is a rehash of a story, because weren't you down to the bottom of the barrel last year?
Well, I think we've been at the bottom of the barrel for a while. We're just kind of swimming around at the bottom of the barrel. But anyway, so, and it's not that they're all bad, but we're having to go to these really small places, these small places that, like, you know, are kind of off the beaten trail and whatever. So today we decide, okay, we're going to have brunch and we're going to go to this place. And they have, it's kind of like a bakery, but they have sandwiches. They have, you know, kind of some breakfasty stuff, and then they have sandwiches or whatever. And we go in there, and, you know, it's one of those typical hippie places. They've got like this painting of like this half naked woman on the wall, like with a basket of fruit and bread next to her bosom. She's like the goddess of, you know, the harvest or something.
Fruit and wine next to her bosom.
Yeah. And, you know, and they've got, you know, it's all, you know, concrete floors and like concrete walls. And there's, you know, just a few tables and chairs in there. And everybody's got nose rings that's working, you know, behind the counter. You know, the men all have the dreads and the, what is that stuff where they rub the poop in their hair? You know, and they make it, is that dreads? You know, where they like, you want your hair to be really dirty and you right. Get those.
So they rub poop in their head. Excellent. Hair care dirt, from Adam.
Dirt, whatever. I don't know. Anyway, so.
You don't know, but you're just going to say, oh yeah, that thing where they rub the poop in their hair.
I think they rub something in their hair. They want it to be dirty. I know that. So anyway, we go in there, we order. So everything has sprouts on top of it. Like everything on the menu. Sprouts. Just sprouts all over everything. And so...
Hey, wait, hold on. Let's see where this goes. Oh, dear God. Your intro to your video is far too long, sir. I demand that you get to some content. Now!
Greetings! Salutations! Hello! Today we are going to go through a simple how to twist and rip dreadlocks tutorial. If you'd like to know more about the twist and rip method in general, the pros and cons of the twist and rip method, you will find a link to my twist and rip method informational video in the description to this video.
So there you go, Adam. It's twist and rip.
Okay, twist and rip. Well, there
no
you go.
No poop
so
involved.
Anyway, so everything has sprouts on it, right? So I order my sandwich. I just get, you know, egg... cheese,
oh God,
tomato, it's on focaccia, it's got sprouts on it. Anyway, and Mark gets this bacon and cream cheese and
Sounds disgusting.
Sprouts on a sesame seed bagel or something like that. But anyway, so I lift up my sandwich and I'm like,
uh-oh,
I smell something. What is this smell? I know I recognize this smell.
Yeah.
And I went ahead and started eating it and whatever, you know, whatever. And I keep smelling a smell. And I realize that I'm smelling cum. or the smell of cum. I'm like, holding, and I'm like, Mark, can you smell my,
does this
smell
like
cum to you? You know, what is this? And so I don't think anybody came on my sandwich, but here's what I want to ask.
I'm not saying anyone came on my sandwich. I'm just saying there's cum on my sandwich.
I'm saying it smelled like cum, and you know what cum smells. I mean, everybody knows. Come on, you know what cum smells like. So here's what I want to ask. Because I'm not really familiar.
I'm reading Nico's commentary in the chat room.
I understand.
No.
I'm not really familiar with sprouts. I don't eat them very often. And so what I'm wondering is, do sprouts smell like cum?
Huh. If only there was an internet work system of computers that we could ask that very question too. Let's just try this right now. do sprouts taste like ejaculate? Let's see. Bean sprouts boiling in water smell like cum, says the psychedelic kimchi blog.
Well, these were fresh. They weren't boiled. But I am telling you, they smell like cum. That is all I'm telling you. Here's someone. Linda's twaddle. The sprout is out. Alfalfa sprouts smell like sperm.
There you go.
Yeah. So
I would interrupt you with the death phone right now, but my tablet has died. I have to go grab the power cord for it. So I'll be like 2 seconds.
Okay. So maybe I don't know, chat room. I don't know if any of you eat sprouts, and they didn't say what kind of sprouts these were, but I swear to God, it smelled like I had just cum in my hand and like put it up to my nose. Not just my cum, like anybody's, because you know, there's a cum smell. So I'm not saying it's like my cum. I'm saying just the generic cum smell is what these things. And I really had trouble finishing the sandwich because I couldn't get that out of my head. I couldn't get the thought that I'm like, I'm eating cum sprouts, you know? But I ate it, and I just don't understand. So in the chat room, Snowden is saying he or she doesn't think that sprouts smell. Well, there are various different types of sprouts, so I'm wondering if it's, you know, if it's the particular type of sprout that they were using, or if, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure. Anyway, so I finished my sandwich, but I had issues. Because, you know, I'll eat some cum occasionally, but not on a sandwich. Like, that's...
Never on a sandwich.
I
don't mind eating your spit there. But you know, I'd rather it be us kissing instead of you putting it in my food.
You'll kiss somebody, but you don't want them to spit on your bread.
Now, but here's my question. But my question is, otherwise, were there too many mushrooms on the sandwich?
There were no mushrooms on the sandwich.
Oh, well then, there you go. I guess it wasn't too many mushrooms.
But anyway, that's it. That was it. It smelled like cum. I'm just saying.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. A 5-minute long story about how something smells like cum. You know what, Adam? I'm so sorry. The tablet thing completely threw me. It's just like it just died. Otherwise, I'd be ringing right now.
Well, if you'd have told me, I had a ring sound over here.
Yeah,
but
you've gone to the 3-ring system, and I'm not sure our phone things are synced up there. You know what, Adam? So I have one last thing here that I wanted to talk about. I went to the Bianca Del Rio Rolodex of Hate show when I got back this past Friday night. I went to see that here in New Haven. It was a great show. I was supposed to go with my friend Bill, who got sick at the last minute, and so I had to find someone else to go at the last minute in his place, which turned out to be much harder than I thought it would be, because everyone I asked already had tickets to the show. So it was a great show here in New Haven. I've never been to the Schubert Theater here. I park there every day because that's my parking lot, but it was a great show.
So Bianca Del Rio is the drag queen that was on. Was on Drag Race?
Yes, she is the drag queen that was on Drag Race. Yes.
Okay.
It's just her. Yeah. Just her race.
No, I mean, she was a contestant.
She was the winner. She was the winner of season 6 of RuPaul's Drag Race.
All right. Well, was she good?
Yes, she's very funny. She's a great a comedian. Yasmin Badu wants to know if there's any new material. I had never seen the entire Rolodex of Hate show, so I don't know if there's any new material. I mean, obviously it's updated because she talked about things that had happened since it came out, you know, since she started doing the show. And I guess she just got finished filming Hurricane Bianca, which will be out in the summer next year, right about the time that the World of Warcraft movie is coming out. So anyway, there you go. All righty, Adam. Let's...
You know, I want to say that the chat room and you both want to talk about my long story that had like one point about cummy smelling sprouts.
Yes.
But it certainly got a reaction.
Okay, let's find out who this is here. Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi guys. Auntie Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Soapy star, Nathaniel Marston, dead at 40. Bye.
What star?
I don't know. Right. We need an RT Cruiser trans.
What is that? I thought it sounded like he said Soapy Star.
Soapy Star, but I've never heard of anything
is that
called
kinda like
Soapy.
Is that kind of like Soapy Sales? Anyway, there you go. That's the. I don't have this thing up over here because I did that. Wow, I leave for 2 weeks and then suddenly I can't. I can't function. I don't know how to do this show anymore. Your sound is all messed up. I was listening to that hot new Justin Bieber song earlier, so I don't have my Dora stuff up.
You know, so Yasmamadu, I want to thank you. Yasmamadu in the chat room says she loves my stories, but then it's kind of like one of those backhanded, what's it called? A compliment that's a...
It's a backhanded compliment.
A backhanded compliment. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's not even kind of like a backhanded compliment because she refers to them as arduous stories. Your long, arduous stories.
Uh-huh.
But I love them.
How do you know the meaning of the word arduous, yet you don't know what a backhanded compliment is?
Huh?
Great. All right, then. Excellent. Let's do this.
Please.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta! So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
VI Plus birthday segment, the segment of the show where Adam will play a musical theme denoting someone's birthday, and I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will figure out whose birthday it is based off of that musical cue with absolutely no help from the chat room, unless I don't know what the answer is, in which case I will totally cheat and look. So there you go. Adam, what is our first musical cue that we have this evening?
All right, so our first musical cue is going to be this.
Let's see.
You can turn the world on with her smile.
This is the Mary Tyler Moore show.
Yes, it is. And you may be wondering, but I do have a second clip.
Because it's you, girl, and you.
So here we go.
Oh, I don't know this one. Silent. I can't hear this if you're playing it.
The girls would drive us nuts because they'd work a scene to death and work Jay
okay,
Sanders.
I am now
death,
ready to tell you
trying to
that, that is the mellifluous tones of one Ed Asner.
It is. Ed Asner. Yes, it is. Very good. So let me tell you something. We all give you a hard time about sucking at this contest.
I know. John Ong
was horrible. He did not know any. I even tried to pick stuff that I thought he might know, mm-hmm. even like the pop singer or whatever.
Right.
I figured an Asian.
Right.
You know, I figured an Asian.
Yeah,
guy
I'm so glad that I wasn't on that show. It's like, I'm right, not saying so. I'm racist, but it's like, wow. Okay.
Whatever. He loves me. All right, here's the next one.
I think this is like a is this the Winter Olympics theme?
I don't know if it is or not, but it's a classical piece.
Okay, it's a classical piece. It's yes. Yeah. Okay.
It's the composer of this piece.
Oh, it's the composer of this piece. They're saying it's called Fanfare for the Common Man,
It is.
I mean, I just read that in the chat room. So I don't actually know the answer because someone's probably going to type it. And then
a great American composer.
Aaron Copland.
You are so cheating. It is Aaron Copland.
I said that I was going to cheat. I said by the time that I it was going to be in the chat room.
Now, Aaron Copland is dead. He would be 115 years old. However, I had to do him because...
You know, Dr. McCoy made it to 120.
His pieces are very brassy, as you can tell. Mm-hmm. Can you? And I do love the brass music. Anyway, Aaron Copland would be 115. And I forgot to say Ed Asner is 86 years old.
Did we lose the playback on the...
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, that was hurt my ears.
All right. So our next one, I have a few songs for. So.
Okay, great.
There we go.
This is a procedural.
Oh,
I know this too because I know this theme, and I'm drawing a blank here, but I know this theme.
Come on.
Is this L.A. Law?
It's Law and Order.
Oh, I don't listen to Law. I don't watch Law and Order. Okay.
All right. Well, but it's been on for like 30 years.
I know. You know what? I always hear the dunk dunk. Not I don't hear that theme song.
All right, here's the next one.
Yes. It is an HBO show.
It is.
Da, 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 da. This is the theme to Sex in the City.
It is. Do you have any idea who it is off of those two? If you don't, I have one more.
I don't watch Law and Order. And I'm trying not to look at the chat room. I don't watch Law and Order. I did watch Sex in the City. So it would be somebody that was on the two of those shows.
Yes.
Who was on the only person I even know that was on Law and Order is Sam Watterson, and that's he wasn't on Sex and the City. All right, what's my last
one?
All
right, I'll play one more. One more.
Is this the Good Wife?
Yes, it is.
It's the theme to the Good Wife. Oh, so it's Mr. Big / from Sex and the City / the husband from The Good Wife, and I don't know the actor's name.
I will accept Mr. Big. Yes, okay, it is Mr. Big's birthday. His name is Chris Noth.
Chris Noth. Someone typed
and Chris birthday. Noth. So in Law and Order, I'm sure he was some lawyer. In Sex and the City, he was Mr. Big, and in Good Wife, he's the husband of The Good Wife.
Really? He's married to Juliana Margulies?
On the show, he is.
Oh, on the show. I thought you said in real life.
No.
Okay, great.
All right, here's our next one. He's 61. I don't know if I said that, but anyway.
61.
No, I mean, it's nice. I was glad to have a job for 8 years straight.
A good job. Yeah.
Doesn't happen very often.
Okay, just keep that voice in your mind.
Okay.
And then here is a theme song that goes with that voice.
All right, this is the theme to Murphy Brown, right?
No.
This is the theme to... what was that thing? Is it Mad About You?
Same kind of time frame, but
Will and Grace?
It is Will and Grace.
All right, and then what was there? So play the ladies clip again.
Okay.
Because it's either the...
Hold on.
Mostly know you for?
Well, no. I mean, it's nice. I was glad to have a job.
Okay, that's Karen, which is, was that Megan somebody? Megan
yes.
Somebody?
I'll accept Megan. It's Megan Mullally.
Megan Mullally.
Yes. She is 57 years old.
Okay.
All right, two more.
I have the chat room minimized, so I'm not looking at you, chat room.
I'll have to trust you.
Show me that smile. This is the theme to Growing Pains, right?
Yes.
With Alan Thicke.
All right, I really want to listen to the whole thing, but I won't. All right, so here is the next one. It was someone, obviously, who was in Growing Pains.
Uh-huh, in Growing Pains, yes.
And this.
Is this
oh my god, seriously?
Is this Pocahontas?
Not the chat room.
Titanic.
Knows.
This is Titanic. This is My Heart Will Go On, Titanic. So yes. This person was on Growing Pains and Titanic. Oh, yes. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes, Leonard DiCaprio.
Leonard Nimoy DiCaprio. Yeah,
it was, yes.
I forgot he was on Growing Pains. That's right, he was.
Yeah, he was. Leonardo DiCaprio is 41 years old.
41 years young.
And here's our last one.
Yes.
I don't think you're going to get this one.
Okay,
but
great.
Here's our last
challenge.
One.
Is there just one?
Any idea?
Is it Reba?
It's a show. No, this is a TV show.
Well, so was Reba. But let's see.
Oh, yeah.
This is probably one of those shows that I don't watch. I don't know.
All right. Well, I'm gonna play the next one. And I don't know if it's a really new show.
This is Supergirl.
Yes, this is Supergirl. Wow.
It's what's her name? What's her name? She was on Brothers and Sisters.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
What's her name? She's Cat Co or whatever on Supergirl, but it's I forget what her name is. Puffy Lip Girl. She's got like
Mary
Callista. 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 Flockhart, is that right?
Yes, it is. Excellent. Are you looking at the chat
no,
room?
No, I swear to God, I was not looking at the chat room.
You know, I think we should get Mark on here sometime from It's All About Me because I think he got every single one of those.
All right, I am now...
Like almost immediately.
I'm bringing the chat room back up.
I believe Mark got every one.
Well, there you go. Way to cheat, Mark.
But anyway, yeah, so Callista Flockhart... and I thought she had just disappeared and she was never going to be on anything ever again, but she is.
Oh, Ally McBeal. See, I never watched Ally McBeal. That's why I didn't recognize
her. Oh, I loved Ally McBeal. I watched every episode.
Yeah.
But see, I like any law show at all. I prefer more drama, but that was a comedy. Anyway, that's it.
Hold on. It's so weird for us to get a death call right here, but you know, we have to, play them the way they came in. Here we go. Yes. Hello.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Motorhead drummer, Filthy Animal Taylor, dead at 61. Okay, bye.
No idea what this means. Motorhead, is it some car?
Motorhead is a band. I would go ahead and give it to him.
All right, fine. There you go. Congratulations, RT Cruiser. You are entered into the contest again. Which we are now just going to call the RT Cruiser Contest. Excellent. Those are our birthdays that you have then, right? So now it's just me. It's up to...
Yep.
It's up to me to go to our website and look and see whose birthday it might be.
Now it's the part of the show where we give real people's birthdays.
So we would like to say we only do the ones that have already happened. So I'm sorry, George and Atlanta and Yaz Mamadou. You guys are tomorrow.
Right.
So we'll have to wait until next week for you guys. But happy birthday to Kim on the 11th, to Rick G, I believe that's Rick Gaither, on the 11th, and also to Urban Guy T.O. on the 15th. We would like to wish you all a very happy birthday. And if you would like to have your birthday read on this show, then make sure you go to the Pride48.com website, sign up for an account, and click on the little button that says, yes, I would like to have my birthday listed.
I do want to say before I read this news story that even though I always love the chat room.
Yes.
And we had a fine chat room last week.
Here we go.
Most of the normal chat roomers, like the ones who are here tonight, completely skipped out last week. It's like Daniel comes back and the entire chat room returns.
Ever. I was, that's not true.
Auntie Vera was not in there.
Auntie Vera
Joe wasn't in there.
They were busy.
A whole bunch of people were gone. They didn't support me in my time of need, but it's okay.
I didn't need. I was at dinner.
Well, the reason I had to do it alone is because you were out of town.
I was eating dinner in an expensive place so I could get front row seats to World of Color.
All right. A Swedish man who was joyriding in a shopping trolley down a steep road in Sydney, in Sydney's East Overnight, died when the out-of-control trolley struck a car at high speed, and the man was catapulted into the gutter, police say.
By the way, Yasmin Abadou was here. Way to, like, count her out.
No, I said some of you were there, and I love you for it. I said that already.
Oh, by the way, did you not see? There you go. Vera wasn't here because you didn't send her envelope. You have to pay Vera to be. It's part of our promotion thing. We pay Vera to show up in our chat room.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, it's like celebrities coming into your club or whatever. So it looks really hip, much more hip than it is. We pay for Vera to be here.
Actually, I want to thank Auntie Vera actually publicly.
Doing the intro to last week's show.
Because Conscience did the intro to the show for last week, and actually, there were two intros done by Conscience. One for Taylor and Taffy and one for Toppy. And neither of those two sets of co-hosts were actually on the show. So I had to cut out the part where Conscience introduced the actual host. But anyway, but thank you. I really do appreciate that. Because I always get shit for how bad I am at the intro. So I thought I will just have somebody else do it. Anyway, so the man's friend, who is also a Swedish national, was standing on the back of the trolley at the time of the crash and remains in Prince of Wales Hospital in a serious but stable condition following the collision on Coogee Bay Road in Randwick about 2:20 a.m. on Tuesday. Police said the friends, both aged 28, were believed to be walking home when they found the abandoned shopping trolley and decided to ride it down a steep section of the road. So,
I don't. So they went for a joyride in a shopping trolley, which I'm assuming a shopping trolley is what we would call a shopping cart.
Yes, that's a shopping cart.
It's sad.
Haven't you ever done that, though?
But I'm saying people do this. What makes this news? I mean, they're Swedish?
This was sent to us by a dear listener. This was sent to us by a dear listener who thought,
yes,
we would like this, so I put it in.
A dear listener.
Yeah, so blame it on the dear listener.
Oh, you're not telling me what who was the listener that thought that it was funny?
RT.
Cruiser.
Look, I just want to tell everyone, Daniel will also put down your news stories if you'd like to send them in to contact@newbiesintent.com.
Oh, I'm supposed to pick one, wasn't I?
You were. But anyway, what I want to say, though, about this is, haven't you ever, like, you've got your groceries and everything, and you're rolling your cart out to your car, and you just get this hankering
For a trolley?
To put your feet up on it and just, push off and then see how far you can go down the aisle without having to put your feet back down.
Well, you know what, Adam? I do have a news story.
Okay.
Today, CES announced the most innovative tech products for 2016.
Well, that should really be in the tech segment, shouldn't it?
But okay, great. If you're going to piss all over my news story, Adam, then that's fine. I was just going to say the honorees, in case you're curious, are the HP Envy Curved All-in-One, the Valet Charge Dock for the Apple Watch and phone. There you go. This is very, the Lily camera, which is a drone-like camera. Let's see. The Singled Voice. Do you know what this is?
I don't know what that is.
A singled, because it's singled, it ends with LED. See, singled voice. The singled is revolutionizing the lighting industry with smart bulbs that transform your house into a connected home. The Pulse smart bulbs allow you to stream music, podcasts, news reports, and other media through your light bulbs, Adam. Light bulbs.
It's kind of like, I want to say, why in the hell?
No, I can't
to stream a podcast through my light bulb.
I cannot count the number of times that I've been sitting in the living room going, if only...
If only that lamp over there.
If only that lamp over there could stream my podcast, my favorite podcast.
It's all about me.
I would
have called in time to win the money.
If only my light bulbs would stream podcast, I would be a happier person. Also, on the honorable mention of the most innovative tech products for 2016 are the R7 smart glasses, Adam. It's a totally new device incorporating ODG's next generation optics, electronics, and industrial design targeted to the enterprise customer.
So it's like Google Glass, basically.
No, that sentence says nothing. That is the next generation optics, electronics, and industrial design targeted to the enterprise customer. Basically, they make glasses for business people.
Right. So what are they like? You can pull up Outlook on the lenses or something? You can, you know, it'll magnify your SharePoint pages.
That's right. I want to get to the winners here. Let's see. Oh, here's one. This one's Vera Charles would love this one. It's the Somabar robotic bartender. It is the world's first app-controlled robotic bartending appliance created for the home kitchen. With its streamlined design, you can thoroughly mix cocktails and infuse bitters to make the perfect cocktail in seconds. There you go, Adam. $429, but you basically you fill. It's got little containers in the back where you can fill it with your own brands of vodka and so whatever you can do top shelf or whatever you want. And then it's got thousands of drink recipes that it will make for you. Let's see what was the. I want to get to the winners though. No,
I bought a Hamilton Beach personal blender today. It's like a one cup thing, and I made this smoothie here that I'm drinking.
Wow.
You know, the trick to a fruit smoothie is you freeze the fruit and you don't put any ice cubes. You just use the frozen fruit.
That's the key.
It is. It has stayed frozen this whole time.
I don't think it's a matter. I think the reason that makes it more potent is because the ice waters it down. Because ice,
right.
I don't know if you know this or not. Ice is actually just frozen water.
Wow.
So it's basically just a, what's next on our list? I don't even know what our next on our list was. Oh, the tech segment, which we don't have. So I guess we...
It's contact.
Great. We just go there. Great. You know what, Adam? I don't know how to do this show. I've been gone.
3, 2, 1.
Contact is the secret. Is the moment when everything happens. Contact is the answer. Is the reason that everything happens. Contact.
Excellent, Adam. That's what you say at the end of this. Not yow.
Excellent. I didn't say yow. Did John say yow?
You said, I don't know. One of the two of you did. It was just like,
it wasn't me.
Yow. All right. I'm looking for this correspondence that I got here from one Kathy Bacon, who, wants to do a contest. Here, in response to It's All About Me's overly complicated contest.
Okay.
Kathy Bacon wanted to do her, a contest. And so she asked us to help simplify it. Okay. So here, I'm going to explain this contest to you now. It's a very simple contest for you all to participate in.
I'm listening.
Kathy Bacon is going to do a game on the Big Fatty Show, and it's a contest. It's a Christmas call-in contest, or you could write in a message on any December show to be entered into the contest for a chance to win an undisclosed amount of money in December. No, not in December. Actually, it'll be January, or maybe you could be choose to announce on the Christmas show, and you have to call into the Big Fatty Show. And if you say Woodhaven at the end of it, then you get two entries. And then if you post a comment, you get an extra entry, but it can't just be, hey, Patty, this is Daniel Woodhaven. The call or the comment has to actually be some kind of content so that after, it has to be after, content. So after you hear me on the show, don't fast forward through the next Vader and Bacon show. After you hear me and what I said, then you and Adam, or just you, make a bumper for the show contest.
Oh, see, Mark and Ed, there's how you do it.
That is how you make a simple little, we can do that for her, right? We can make a simple,
we can do that.
Like a bumper for a contest. What would be good contest music? Let me go to game show themes.
Contest music. We could do something like,
No, that's boring. No, that's too boring. That's too boring. Let's see. Hold on. We got this. How long is this one? It's not long enough. Oh, here we go. Let's try this. That's right, boys and girls. It's time for the Kathy Bacon Ultra Simplified Contest.
So, David, what do we have to do to win?
All you have to do, Adam, is you have to call in to the BFO and or write a comment on the blog or you could call another show. No, you can't call another show. You have to call the Big Fatty Show, but you could leave a message for anyone, really.
During what time period?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that, Adam. It'll be during December. So starting in December 1st, you can call the Big Fatty Show. And you can leave a message for anybody. Doesn't matter who.
Or maybe after Black Weekend.
After the Black Weekend. Yeah, and so there you go. You can call, but it has to be a real phone call, Adam.
Okay.
Real phone. It has to be. You can't just be, hey, I'm here. It has to be. Or you can leave a comment. You can leave a comment, too. That's another thing. You could do that. And if you end your call with the word Woodhaven, then you get an extra entry. Did I mention that? I'm not sure.
No, just now. Just now.
All right. And you have to call between the hours of 9 a.m. and like 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can't call... you can't call drunk, is what I'm trying to say. Like, if you're
and you
drunk,
have to listen
really,
to the entire Kathy Bacon, the Vader and Bacon.
Right, right. Yeah, you should listen to that. And if you work in sentences from her last phone call, the Kathy Bacon phone call, then you get another entry.
Sounds simple.
It's so simple, Adam. Anyone could do it. And you know what? Here's the great thing. It's the prize. Do you know what the prize is?
It's undisclosed.
It's undisclosed, which just means it's awesome. It's going to be awesome. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you participate in the month of December in the Kathy Bacon Simple Podcast Contest. Wow. There you go. There you go.
If Fatty actually uses that in his show, that'll lead up like a quarter of his show right there.
Here's the problem, Adam. Never ask us to do things for you because we suck at them. Really, I mean, like, we could sit down and do a lot of work and everything.
We're not going to.
We're just going to do that. There you go. So I'm excited. Here you go. You know, if you want to, when you call the Big Fatty Show in December, you can just, you know, call us over there.
Actually, you know, I think Big Fatty should have. Or Kathy Bacon One should have a donation drive for everyone to just get me the $50 that I should have won.
Oh my God! Will you get
on It's All About Me? I just you know.
Do we have?
I never win anything ever, and I finally won something, and then I didn't.
You know, we have an actual voicemail here. Let's.
I see.
Let's listen to that, shall we? Here we go. All right.
Let's listen.
Okay, guys. This is Mark. It's All About Me. The contest is not confusing. And if Adam knew that his number was coming up, how come he didn't listen to our show first?
Right.
I mean, like, that would have been the first podcast I would listen to if there was a chance that I could win money.
Right.
Just throwing that out there. Okay. Love your show. Bye.
And at this point, Adam, I don't know if I've won yet or not because I haven't listened to the show yet. But if it's because my numbers are up, I could be winning $75.
I readily admitted that I was a little bit behind. But I listened. I listened. You could quiz me. I listened to that entire episode.
Really? What is it that Mark said that they called the Pueblo Reservation casino?
They call it the Indian casino.
Ah, there you go. That is correct.
He said that everything is called Indian there. They don't say Native American or Pueblo. They say Indian casino. They say Indian reservation.
He is so wrong. It is the Pueblo Reservation. We have the Pequot Indian Reservation. It's not just called the Indian Reservation. It's the Pequot Indian Reservation, which is its legal name.
Well, anyway, yeah, fine. And today they talked about chutes and ladders and all kinds of good stuff, but I'm only halfway through, so there's more goodness.
I haven't listened to that. Adam, what is this thing that we have here?
What thing?
There's a segment here on our Trello that says end of show, and I don't know what that, because, you know, I'm not sure what that. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me get us out of the context segment really quick. 3, 2, 1. Excellent. Then we get it stuck in there.
No, I added that maybe a month or two ago when I thought if I ever put together any medleys of celebrity death phone calls or anything that need to go at the end, that I would place them there.
Okay.
We don't have to discuss this on the air or on the recording.
Well, you know, technically we're not on the air, we're on the internet, because we're not on, unless, you know, someone's listening like on a Bluetooth speaker, in which case then we'd be going over the airwaves to their Bluetooth speaker. I don't know.
No, I think it was Candyland, actually.
I don't know. You know what it is?
Chutes and ladders or Candyland or something.
Here's what you do, Adam. Here's what you clearly you need to eat some more brain rude, some brain food to help your neurons. You're misremembering things because your brain is not getting enough of the correct type of carbohydrates, even though carbohydrates are evil. But you should get some carbohydrate. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to make a suggestion to you, Adam.
So you're saying I should have rice for dinner?
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus, that is 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. There you go, Adam. Train wreck after, several trains. We're literally, thank God no one rides these trains, because we would be, you know, creating mass, just causing mass murder.
I think we should call it a trolley wreck.
It's a trolley wreck. It's a shopping trolley wreck is what it is, really.
We shouldn't have jumped on and tried to ride down the hill in that trolley.
I don't know why you thought that was a good...
I'm glad that, because I didn't want to look for a news story and it was in the email. Hey, glad to have you back.
Well, it's great to be back, Adam. I will see you here next week.
Yes, you will.
Yeah, it'll be great. All right. Good night, chat.
Good night, David.